Hello, Heather.
Hello. Good morning, Ray. I just had to go down the shop at Rudy Hill, and,
right.
and they got all the police and.
Oh, this is the one at the tattoo parlour that was set alight this morning, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, there was tons of people down there, and as I was walking to go across to buy my bread roll, there was this gentleman walking beside me, and I wouldn't hurt anybody for anything, but I see it on the TV all the time, and I said to him, oh, this is probably drug-related. And he screamed at me. He said, how dare you? This is my son's place, you know, and I felt awful anyway.
Oh, well, I'm sure you didn't mean it, but like, I think Dad might be in for a reality check, Heather. You shouldn't worry about it, darling. It's not your fault.
Anyway, as I was coming back over, I thought I'll go and apologise to him.
Yeah.
And he was on the other side of the road, and all these people there yelled out, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, darling, just you calm down, Heather. You've done nothing wrong. It's an observation you made. And I think Dad and the people screaming, you should take note that the crime scene is there. A car ran into the shop and set the shop on fire at 4 o'clock this morning. No one was thankfully inside the building. No one was inside the car. But we'll let police do their job, darling, and you may well be vindicated into the future, Heather, but don't worry about people hurling abuse at you. Unfortunately, I'm sure there are some reputable tattoo shops somewhere in Australia. It's just that most of them have connections with criminal gangs and bikies, unfortunately.